fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 8th day of September, year of our Lord 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage you to do the following. Pick a weekend. It doesn't matter which weekend. Pick a weekend and set up a grid down weekend for yourself and your team where any electricity you have does not come from the power grid. And you have to deal with all the things that that means, providing heat if it's cold weather, some way to stay cool if it's really hot, have potable water, a way to cook, a way to clean yourself, communications, and so forth. A grid-down weekend. It'll be a good training exercise. You can start on Friday afternoon and go through Sunday evening or Monday morning, and you'll find out some things about yourself, about your level of preparedness, about what works and what does not work. That is your proper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim Spencer is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Well, all I can say is thank goodness for air conditioning.
I absolutely agree. You know, I was just listening to your prepper tip of the day. For us, everything you mentioned is easy except one thing, getting cool if it's hot. You can always get warm, but by golly, it's hard to get cool.
It is. It is. And, of course, here in the Midwest, it's not just where we live, but most of the Midwest, high humidity goes along with the high temperatures.
Right.
I just got back from my trip to the West Coast, and it was a wake-up call to be back in the high heat, high humidity. I was hoping it would be pretty much over, but not yet.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, 45 days from now, we could easily have snow on the ground. That's just how quick it changes, you know. There's been so many Halloweens that's the first snow we get.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, I've been working with you to make some more resources available to our listeners at my website at thelibertyman.com under tactical and survival section on the right-hand side of my homepage.
Right.
I took a few minutes last night and forwarded to you a couple of different products. Now, I haven't told this to you, but you probably already figured it out. It's basically an inventory of what I already have.
Right.
Is what I've been listing. Not a precise inventory, but pretty close to
right.
The supplies and equipment that I've been accumulating over a lifetime. I'll be branching out from there, but there's a couple of parts to this, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, it will educate you and inform you probably about things you don't even know exist. I recall, like it was yesterday, Tim, I was standing in formation in one of my outfits in the Army, and we were in the field on a training exercise, Army Reserve, U.S. Army Reserve, and I had my tactical equipment on, including a figure-eight descender, a carabiner, and a piece of one-inch nylon webbing used to make a Swiss seat, and it's all hanging there from my left shoulder on this harness that I had. And one of the troopers standing next to me, he says, "What is that?" So I start telling him it's a figure-eight descender, a locking carabiner, and one-inch webbing to make a Swiss seat. And he says, "John, can you put that in ghetto talk for me? I don't have a clue what you're saying." You know, they're kind of paraphrasing. I use that as an example. When you go through that list of items that are available for sale on Amazon, you'll probably come across things, especially if you've never been a rock climber, never been in the military, probably come across things you don't know even exist, or won't you, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could see where people that, like you said, that have never been in the military or anything, you know, would not know what several of those things are. You know,
well, even people in the military.
One of my favorite items you listed is the very first thing. And that is that cold steel shovel, special forces
right.
shovel. You know, that right there, you talk about a multi-tool. If you know how to use it, it's about all you need.
Right. Well, more properly, the name should be Russian special forces shovel, because
right.
that's it's pretty close to being a duplicate, and maybe slightly upgraded, but a duplicate of the basic tool of the Russian Sputznats, which is their spade, their little shovel that they carry. And it's a tool that can be used for so many different things.
You're
and one
kidding.
Of the things I look for in any piece of field equipment is, and to kind of answer this question with it, can it be used for more than one thing? That's an essential question for anything you're going to be carrying in the field, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, absolutely it is. I mean, you take that shovel, it can be used to dig a hole. It can be used as a weapon. You know, you name it.
It can be used as an axe. You cut, you sharpen one edge and
right.
use it as an axe. Right, right.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's got multiple uses.
Absolutely, it does. Well, that's one of the things when you live on a farm or a ranch, you learn to make, what do they call it, overcome and adapt. Make use of things that the manufacturer never dreamed of, whatever it might be, making good use of tools in manners that they were not originally designed to be used for.
Well, yeah, look at me. I get the rear end out of a Dodge van and turned it into a windmill.
All right.
I mean, yeah, you learn how to do that in a hurry. Took a chair off an electric wheelchair and put a wheel on my gate, which you've messed with before when you've come here.
That's right. That's right. And that's true of most hobby farms and ranches and commercial farms, is that you learn, men and women both, learn to be innovative, creative, at the top of the hill here behind my house up in the woods, we have a scrap metal pile, which...
Oh, yeah, well, every farm does,
all,
John.
Most ranches and farms have that.
And
some of them, you know, some of those scrap metal piles could be 100-plus years old.
Until
the moment
resource.
You need it, it's junk.
Yeah, well,
the moment
you
know, you
I used to haul it off when the pile would get big anymore, unless it's stuff I am thoroughly convinced I'll never need. I don't haul it off. It stays there until I need it.
Exactly. And I've occasionally had to go up. For example, I needed a piece of pipe for a clothes rack, and I had some 3/4-inch black iron pipe up in the scrap pile. I just went up and got a 10-foot section. And I took my hacksaw with me, cut off the 10 feet I needed, and left the rest up there in the scrap pile, and built myself my clothes rack.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A little bit of plumber's tape. Now, plumber's tape is actually galvanized steel that's very soft with a 1/4-inch hole about 1 inch on center.
Right.
That you can use for literally hundreds of different purposes. So I used my plumber's tape to hang the 1 3/4-inch pipe from a ceiling rafter and made myself a clothes rack. And, you know, it's strong enough I can do chin-ups on it.
Oh, yeah. Plumber's tape is a great thing. I keep several rolls around whether I need it or not. Fact is, every time I happen to think about it when I'm in a hardware store, I'll grab another roll of it because it's only like $3. But yeah, that's fantastic.
Tie wraps are great. Now at the dollar store, the Dollar General, back in the section where they have supplies for women that want to mess around, and men, I guess, also they want to mess around with flowers. They've got this steel wire. It's got a green coating on it, and I think it costs about a dollar or so. And
yeah.
It's about 50 feet or so of this thin green-coated wire, which is similar to baling wire, maybe a bit thinner. Of course, they don't use wire anymore to bale. It's for hay bales, do they?
No, no. Well, they do for straw still, but not for hay that I'm aware of. You know,
anyway.
And actually, the wire you're talking about is only about 1/4 the diameter of baling wire.
And, it is pretty thin.
Yeah.
But
it's great for trip wires and rabbit snares and you name it. It's great for everything.
Right, all kinds of repairs. You could repair the handle on a hammer, for example, with that.
Yeah.
I cracked wood on a hammer handle. Literally hundreds of different uses, and I've got several rolls in stock, and that's the kind of thing that you would find in articles on ruralsurvival.info, isn't it?
Yeah, we have all kinds of stuff like that. I don't think anything particularly on the plumber's tape, but maybe I should write something on that. Because in reality, I have about four articles ready to put up there. I just have not had the time to do it. I'm hoping I can get to it tonight, but we'll see what happens. But of course, there are articles.
There is the ubiquitous item that is found in almost all Ozark hardware stores, J.B. Weld.
Oh, yeah. That and duct tape repairs everything.
Pretty much. Don't leave out parachute cord.
I've got a
J.B. Weld is an epoxy, and they now have different varieties of J.B. Weld, but it's an epoxy I've used for dozens of projects around the ranch here where I am to repair wood and metal and ceramics and plastic. I have to keep in mind the limitations of it, but typically a small repair takes two pencil eraser size pieces of the J.B. Weld,
right?
One white, one gray. Mix it up real good, and then apply it. And then you might want to use a little clamp on it, a rubber band to clamp it together. And then the next morning, it's stronger than new, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we've even used it here on the farm to repair radiators. In fact, I patched an oil pan one time with it, and it worked. It worked perfectly. It was an oil pan on the gasoline engine tractor we had. And before I sold it, it never leaked.
I've got on my town car, the plastic reservoir for the windshield wash somehow got a crack in it.
Right.
And I put some J.B. Weld all on the crack. That's been 2 years ago. And it's functioning perfectly.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's amazing. I love it.
So, J.B. Weld, there are lots of epoxies out there. Almost all of them perform in the manner in which they're advertised to perform. Another type of epoxy I like is the one with the two what appear to be hypodermic injectors, one next to the other, where push them down. You push them down and get out equal parts of the epoxy. And then there's a little cap thing to put back on there. One of the advantages of epoxy over other adhesives is they don't harden up and dry up regular adhesives do when they're exposed to the air, do they, Tim?
No, you're correct on that. And also the double thing you're talking about, both are clear. One recommendation I would make from personal experience is do two or three jobs at once, because if you wait a month to use it again, no matter how well you clean off the spout and all that, you know, where the liquids come out, it still seems to gunk up and get hard and unable to use it. So I would do two or three projects at once with that kind. J.B. Weld does
that. It's funny how great minds think alike. I've come to the same conclusion using epoxies in general. If there's a coffee cup that needs to be repaired or some other little item, I'll line them up there, two or three of them, when I got the J.B. Weld out or any epoxy, and get them all done at the same time.
Right. Yeah, because the stuff, once you open it, it does tend to go bad.
It depends on the product, some worse than others. I've had great success with J.B. Weld not going bad once it's been opened.
I absolutely have, too. Yeah, that's the only one I buy.
We got our first break coming up here. Do you have any flash drives available for sale?
Yeah, we sure do. We got a little better than 20 of them ready to go right now. In fact, one's going out this morning. They're $59.95, and they've got 1,570 documents on it, and I think I just heard music.
You did. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of September, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Tim, you put out alerts, and if I have an alert to go out, I don't have an email list. People always ask to be on my list. I don't have one. But if I have an alert to go out, it goes out over your alerts. Tell us about the alerts, what they are, and how people can sign up for them.
Well, folks, what the alerts are is the system that John and I use to put out the word on stuff that you're not going to see in the mainstream media and stuff that is serious, not just, BS, basically no ads or anything like that. In fact, we'll go 3 months sometimes without putting out an alert. We just use it for serious stuff. The cost is $1 a month. To sign up for it, you go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a red link on the top left-hand side of every page. Click on that link and you can read all about it. There's a little sign-up form there for PayPal. For $12 a year, you basically get the inside scoop on whatever's happening.
Very quickly. Very quickly. I know you've got your telephone set up that if anything of any consequence happens, it could be in Arkansas or it could be in Chile or Malaysia. You get a tone to alert you, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've got 5 news services set up on my phone to alert me of what's going on. You've seen me use it. 99.9% of the time, it's nothing. But, you know, there's always that 0.1% that something is going on.
That's right. That's right. So if you want the alerts, just do what Tim said, and you can subscribe to them. And those few minutes, you know, the difference between finding out about something an hour earlier than everybody else may mean the difference between getting your gas tank fueled up and getting the money out of the bank before everybody else figures out what's going on, and
right.
as opposed to not being able to do it. Right, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Gunn. You know, what? You know, how do I put this? When it comes to those words, if I know it, and here's the biggie, if I can confirm it, people that sign up for it will get an alert just as quick as I can confirm what's going on.
Right.
And it will always have references. You know, so this isn't any conjecture or predictions or anything like that. It's just the facts.
It is. It is. So I encourage people to check it out, sign up for it, and just participate. Okay. Tim, you know, the main emphasis of ruralsurvivor.info is giving people a forum where they can educate, inform, and entertain each other regarding
right.
all the nuances of being part of a hobby farm.
That is absolutely correct, John. There's all, I mean, we've got literally hundreds of free downloads that people can take advantage of, how-tos on all kinds of stuff. We've got many, many articles also on how to do things, everything from recipes to soap making to, I mean, you name it, it's on there. And then, of course, we've got a lot of political commentary, too.
And a level of writing. I'm reading an article right now. It's posted at a survival blog. The title of it is America the Illiterate. And I read these articles like this about maybe three or four times a year. The level of writing in ruralsurvival.info is every bit as good as what you'd find in The Atlantic or The New York Times and so forth, especially authors like our friends Steve Whitman and Steve O'Neill.
Right.
A very high level of literacy in these articles, isn't there, Tim?
Oh, there is. Very high, very high. What can I say? I mean, we've got a few great authors. I mean, we got a bunch of great authors, really. But, you know, just like everything else, authors come and go. Some can be very prolific or so for a year, and then you don't hear from them for another 3 years, and you know, then they pop back up again. So, we've got excellent articles. The good thing is the articles we have never seem to go out of date as far as the information they contain, and that's what I love about it.
That's right. That's right. Repairing a fence now will be the same 10 years from now, won't it?
Exactly.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of September. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week when we talk about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We start these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, I just got back. My wife informed me last night that our road trip, we got back two nights ago, 4,600 miles. And out to Washington State, Seattle area, and Portland, Oregon, and back by way of Denver, going out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, coming back. I had the Energy Cleaner. We had two Energy Cleaners, actually. One for the each front seat of the Chevrolet Impala rental car that we used. And I'll tell you, Tom, at the end of 2 days ago, I drove from Cheyenne, Wyoming to South Central Missouri in one day. It's a long haul. And quite frankly, after that 13, 14 hours, I didn't feel all that bad. I didn't feel all that tired. And that's a direct consequence of using the energy cleaner. And, of course, the over-the-road truck drivers have been using energy cleaners for the same purpose for about 20 years, haven't they, Tom?
Yeah, they have, and we've always received reports from them how well it works. They'll do a trip like yours in that huge rig, bouncing around and so on, and that's a tough way to make a living. Those guys work hard, and they need all the help they can get, and they sure get it from that energy cleaner, because so many of them, John, have commented about how refreshed they feel at the end of a long day like that. And I don't know what the typical trip is for them, but I would say similar to what you did.
Absolutely. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on two things primarily, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. There's other bonuses, such as the increased level of alertness and lack of feeling drowsy on a long road trip. That's not our primary focus, but it certainly is a great extra benefit, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it sure is. It really is. And that smaller pad that you sell, John, works great for that application. And also should mention that the same setup can be used in your office. If somebody works in an office environment and is sitting much of the day, they can put that on their chair and makes the day go by a little easier. Right. And they get some healing benefits all at the same time.
Well, we're hearing now in writing and so forth that sitting is the new smoking, is what we're hearing a lot these days. A huge percentage of our population does spend a lot of their time in a seated position, and there's all kinds of, I won't go into all the things that would affect, but the energy cleaner will help if you find yourself in a seated position for long periods of time. And, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, people like Tim Spencer get their lives saved, don't they, Tim?
Yes, there's no question about that, and the energy cleaner did it thanks to you. I mean, I'm not going to make any bones about it. I don't think I'd be alive today without it. It's that simple. You know, well, and I'll throw in one other thing real quick, John. You know, as you know, I mean, I don't know, and maybe a few of our listeners know it, but this lung cancer I got since 2009 until last month has only grown 1 centimeter. And I think that's pretty great. I can't say the energy cleaner did it, but it sure doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. Well, Vince Finelli's first expo was 8 years ago this month. I forget which weekend in September it was. It was either the second or third, maybe even the fourth weekend. I know it wasn't the first. It wasn't Labor Day weekend. But that was when I presented you with the energy cleaner and a screen pad to get you going. So you're within a few weeks of starting year number 8 here, aren't you, Tim?
Exactly. And I wouldn't trade that for anything, John. You know, if the house caught fire or we had to get out of here in a hurry, I can't imagine what would make it do that, but if we had to, that energy cleaner is going. You know, I'll take that before I grab the computer hard drive.
Well, that says a lot, because a computer hard drive is how you make your living. Well, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a electronic healing device about the size of a cigar box, if you happen to know what a cigar box is, fairly small, smaller than a major city telephone book, you know, not terribly big. It takes 9 D-cell batteries, doesn't plug into the wall, puts out a healing electrostatic signal. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dial, simply one LED light. It alternately flashes red or green every 3 minutes. Tells you two things. First of all, that it's working. Second, that it's changing polarity. One place to plug in, one wire. Or plug in the factory-made fitted mattress pads that I sell. And all you do is sleep on that pad, or another way to use it, which is actually the best way. attach a metal spoon to the alligator clip that's on the end of that wire. Drop that into either a bathtub full of comfortably warm water or a hot tub turned down to 98 degrees. And spend up to an hour in there, maybe even twice a day if you have a chronic situation. And, Tom, what we've noticed and what you've noticed, you've been at this longer than myself, the more chronic the situation, the worse the situation, the more severe the pain is, the quicker people get relief, don't they?
That's usually the case, John. And, you know, I want to know more about Tim's situation here. He mentions lung cancer. You know,
yeah, right lung, upper part.
Yeah, well, and you say it hasn't grown.
It's only grown 1 centimeter since the 2009 CAT scan thing they did.
Well, I can tell you in many cases, we've had reports back that the tumors dry up and go away. We've had that report. And we've also had on brain cancers where the tumor actually shrunk and just turned into a calcified rock. If they did do any surgical intervention to get that out of there, what would have been an extremely complex surgery turns out to just be go in with the forceps, pick up the rock, and pull it out. In some cases, just leave it be. Like if somebody's shot and they just leave the bullet in sometimes, it's more complex to get it out than to leave it. And your body would just encase it in calcium like a coating. It's a foreign object. It gets coated with calcium, and it just stays there for the rest of your time on this earth. And that's been reported many, many times. So in your case, Tim, that could be what's happening is just sitting there and doing nothing.
And the doctors agree with that and tell me, you know, it'd do more harm, do something about it as slow as it's going, than to mess with it. So,
you know, Tim, we learn something new about you every week.
Tom.
Well, you looked okay to me when I met you, but I didn't know about this lung cancer. But have the doctors commented that it's is it being calcified, like just a mass that's calcified now and not doing anything? Is that what they're telling you?
No, they haven't said that. They did say it has grown approximately 1 centimeter since 2009. And they believe it's a slow rate of growth. No, it's not.
And so
they believe it's a very slow rate of growth. It's better to do nothing.
Yeah, and are they kind of surprised by all this?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, they are. You know?
We've had many reports from people with spots on their lungs where it shows up in an X-ray or MRI, you know, other diagnostic testing will show these areas that are suspicious. Sometimes they say it's cancer. Sometimes they're not sure. They want to do a biopsy. And I remember the gentleman goes back in a few weeks later for this biopsy, and they have to do another scan to make sure they're going to get the right spot and get everything lined up just right, and they can't find it. It's gone. And he used the energy cleaner. So that happens sometimes, too.
I'm not going to do anything about it.
In this case, they actually sent the guy to another part of the facility to use a different machine to make sure that they didn't do something wrong, and they still couldn't find anything. So they said, I guess we're not going to do anything with you.
And yeah, that makes sense.
Gentlemen, we've got a caller.
Go ahead, John.
We have a caller on hold here. We've got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and gentlemen. Three things to mention quickly, or at least two. I just went to Tim's Rural Survival Info site, and I'm going to really enjoy that. The other thing this morning, I've seen two videos on YouTube, and you gentlemen are way ahead of anybody on things, so you've probably seen them. Others will really enjoy this. If they put in BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, Man Born Without Limbs, amazing, this fellow of... And John is a speaker. I think you'll really enjoy them if you've not seen them already, and it might even put a link on your website. The last thing is, on the 29th, I received the twin-sized mattress pad, and in the 2 to 3 days, my back is a mess, L1 through 5. Well, the amount of pain has gone down so much that I've got a lot of pain meds. I take 20 milligrams twice a day of Oxycontin, and three times a day I take 5 milligrams of quick release of Roxycontin. And what a world of difference. I mean, it's just, I'm not going to go in and try to describe it because I really can't, but it's amazing. So I'm going to be getting one of these pads for a chair. I would call it a non-John Moore chair because it's called a Lazy Boy. But that's it. I appreciate the show and everything you guys are doing for people.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Yes. Well, Tim, your story is so heartwarming to know where you were 7 years ago, beginning year number 8, as opposed to where you are today. The odds of you being alive today would be dramatically less. The odds of you being a productive part of your family are almost non-existent if it wasn't for the Energy Cleaner, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. John, you remember how I was, but our listeners don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I weighed 125 pounds. Every breath that I took hurt and just caused agony. Today I'm on no pain medication. I'm back up to weight. I feel good. I got a lot of medical problems, but I feel good. And we're even going as far as here this week. We're opening up a brand new business, which I'll be heavily involved in.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we're doing good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, your family and people who are close to you, I know you went to Florida a few months back, and people were shocked and amazed at how good you looked, weren't they? I hadn't seen you in quite a while.
Yeah, actually, that was from the trip in August, but yes, they were. Absolutely, they were. You know, nobody's really asking about how. All they said was, man, you look good, Jim.
Yep. Well, 7 years ago, you look like somebody who had just escaped from a concentration camp, quite frankly.
You're right.
And it was not a pretty sight, but you're a pretty tough guy, and you did a good job at disguising the pain you were feeling from those who didn't know you. I knew you well enough by then to know that you were in pain, but you put on a good game face and concealed that pretty well from the general public, but you no longer need to do that, do you?
No. Like I said, I'm not even on any pain pills now. You know, about every other day, I'll probably take 2 Advil, and that's the only pain medication I'm on. You know, and that's normally either for my neck or my shoulders where the arthritis has gotten so bad. But, you know, other than that, I'm not on the hydrocodone anymore. I'm not on the, what's the other one I was taking? I forgot the name of it. It's been so long since I took it. Anyway, I was on two different pain medications.
That's a good thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Energy Cleaner is only $285, shipping included. And I offer something that your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to offer. I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what are you risking? Well, you're risking nothing. And that should give you peace of mind. In addition, we now have the factory-made, fitted, washable mattress pads that go along with the Energy Cleaner, the small 12 by 24 inch, twin size, full size, queen size, king size, and California king size, all of which are very compatible and reconfigured to go with the Energy Cleaner. I need to remind people, get your postcard mailed in if you want to participate in the special promotion. If your postcard is drawn, the next drawing is next Monday, you'll have the opportunity to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail. If your postcard is not drawn, you still could purchase an Energy Cleaner for $20 off. And the $200 of the purchase price goes to help support Republic Broadcasting. And we have Tom Berryhill to thank for that. Thank you, Tom, for your help with Republic Broadcasting.
Well, you're certainly welcome, John. And I think we should all do what we can to help them continue broadcasting. It's an education you can't get anywhere else.
Well, a radio station has a lot going on behind the scenes. It's kind of like that duck calmly swimming across the pond. The duck looks so serene and peaceful. We're underneath the water. These little feet are just flapping furiously. And that's what you can't see going on here at the radio station. A lot of flapping of the feet furiously below the waterline to keep all the things working that need to be working here. And anyway, the Energy Cleaner. a healing device that will help you get a great night's sleep and wake up pain-free. I use mine every night. Tim uses his every night.
And
we got people buying. How many years I've been selling these now, Tom? I've lost track. Six, seven, eight?
You started in late summer 2010.
2010, okay.
Yeah.
I got people now buying their third, fourth, and fifth. In the case of Diane Zerger, she's bought more than 12 of these. Her stated goal is to heal the planet one energy cleaner at a time. Now, Tim, listeners to the John Moore Show tend to be very bright and literate people. Why would they buy the second energy cleaner if the first one didn't work?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. They wouldn't, John. They wouldn't. Nobody in their right mind would. No, they do work. It's that simple.
They do. They do. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of September. Well, we're talking about the energy cleaner. No apologies. It's a great product with a 30-day money-back guarantee, only $285 shipping included. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And my 800 number actually works. My 800 toll-free number to place an order is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tim, we talk occasionally about energy cleaner procrastinators. You, sir, were an energy cleaner procrastinator for about 2 weeks, weren't you?
I was, you know, and I admit it. I was busy. You know, that's the only excuse I have. And that, and I truly, when you gave it to me, though I trusted you, I just didn't think it would do anything for me, so I wasn't in a big rush. Boy, was I a dummy. That's all I can say.
Right, right. Well, that's kind of expected. I've learned to expect that, talking to people. I get out to these expos and places where there's people that never heard my radio show, don't know what the energy cleaner is. They look at this with a sense of bewilderment, asking, what is this?
Right.
And Tom, you hear this all the time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, constantly, John. And I want to mention before it's too late that everybody should consider the preparedness side of this. The energy cleaner is portable. You can take it with you if you had to get out of town, but it's also good for making your garden grow. If you're doing sprouting inside for a food supply in your greenhouse, it will really increase the vegetable production, which could be very, very helpful in the coming years.
Absolutely. And, Tim, you have personal experience with being shocked and surprised at how fast the seedlings were growing using energy.
Yeah, almost double. Almost double. You know, all I can tell folks is before you start your seeds, if you're going to use the energy cleaner on them, have your garden ready because it will surprise you. That's the main thing I can say. We actually had several seedlings that we couldn't use because they came, you know, became so root-bound in the little fiber tray that Rory starts them in. So, you know, usually what we would do is start two or three beet seeds in one of those little trays, but, you know, when it got all said and done, by the time we were ready to plant them, I had the garden tilled up and everything. They were so root-bound we couldn't separate them.
And, really?
Yeah. So we had several very stunted beets. They tasted great, but, you know, they're growing that close together. They just didn't come out so well.
Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you're interested in gardening, raising large, luscious, tasty fruits and vegetables, the energy cleaner will help there also. You need to protect it from moisture, of course. I would wrap it carefully in plastic, take it out in the morning and bring it back in the evening so you can use it yourself. You don't want to give up your energy cleaner to the tomato plants altogether, do you, Tim?
No, absolutely okay. Not.
Tom, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Tim, I know you have an appointment to get to, and thank you, sir, also. We'll be in touch.
Enjoyed it, guys.
Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.